Well, here on a Monday morning after a couple of weeks' absence because of me not feeling so well, we're here with, once again, Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. We take a look at the stories that Ruth and the Republican American is following in our area. Ruth, nice to speak to you again this morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. We've all missed you, Marshall. Nice to hear you again.
Well, it's nice to be back talking with you once again and seeing what's going on in and around our area. And I guess I want to start off with the Sharon Hospital. The president will have a community update, I guess, coming up on the 27th, right?
Correct. Yep. There's and this that community update is at 5 p.m. and it's a Zoom, so people can click on and talk to Christina McCullough for an update on what's going on. And they do their usual, the firm that's oversees them and monitors them will be giving a report. And this, of course, follows the hearing this past week on the plan to merge the intensive care unit and the medical surgical unit into a progressive care unit. And as you can imagine, both sides had lots of testimony before the Office of Health Strategy on during the hearing. It was a day-long hearing, and it's going to be continued on next Wednesday at 1 o'clock, the 22nd.
So, well, yeah, this leads right into that meeting because it was, I think it was, the meeting is self-explanatory that New Vance Health is very standing very, very firmly on what they believe. And the area politicians, the area residents, Save Sharon Hospital, and that people, they also put forward a very strong case here. And this all on top of the other hearings that were held to stop the Sharon Hospital, hopefully from getting rid of the maternity services.
Exactly right. So we have two big certificate of need applications before the state for the hospital. And of course, those against feel, services being taken away from the hospital, people who they're going to be transferring more patients, people who are here will have a hard time getting to visit their relatives in hospital. You know, the services are just being eliminated, according to those who are against it. And of course, Sharon's pro, you know, people, New Vance's people who are pro are talking, you know, this is the way to go for the future. And that the ICU really hasn't ever been a real full level ICU that you'd find in big hospitals. So we're not really losing. They're saying there's no change except a change of location moving up to the second floor. So
And I guess what the people are saying is, well, yeah, the change is that if there's anything serious, you're immediately transferred out.
Yeah.
That's a real big change.
Yeah. Yeah. They say, you know, there's a percentage that are transferred out now, but it seems to me there'll be more going out. We'll see. We'll see what the health strategy folks feel. But these hearings are long and interesting and complicated. So all eyes are on Sharon Hospital.
I think it's interesting, though, how people were at the meeting and the picture that was in the Republican American shows people locally participating in that meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Kirsch and Victor Jermak, who's a financial person, they were the big support talkers against. And then, of course, there were several people on Zoom who spoke against it, including, as you said, many of the politicians on both sides of the border. So we'll keep following this and see what happens. We had the memorial service or celebration of life for Ed Taborsky yesterday. Nice turnout at the church and then at the high school for a lovely celebration. And the gym, they took us into the gym at the end, and it's officially now the Edward S. Taborsky Gym at Housatonic.
That's terrific. That's terrific.
Yeah, I'm sure you knew Ed as a student. he was there for 37 years. And I mean, he brought in all kinds of sports, and he was very active in support of Title IX, and was an award winner around the state for all his participation in athletic functions. So it was a lovely celebration.
I was going to say, I was very lucky. Not only did I have him as a student, and he was very understanding, as I wasn't the most athletic of students.
I can't believe that, Marshall.
but after we finished, and I moved back to the area, and we started covering Housatonic sports, Ed really made it very easy to set up the schedules for us, gave us places where we could always broadcast. He was always right there supporting everything that we were doing to help broadcast the sporting events, whether it was basketball, football, men's or women's. He was a big, and we became kind of close at that point, where we would speak off and on just about every other week. It even, as a matter of fact, up to about a month and a half, 2 months ago. Once again, we talk about the pillars of the community. We have lost another pillar in our community.
Yes, exactly. And he really was, and he was very organized and very, he had kept terrific records. And during the ceremony yesterday, there was a video of him speaking, and he really planned everything out very well. And yes, you're right. You know, they talked about Ro Chinnati and Ed Kirby and Dave Lindsay, all these people we've lost recently. So speaking of the high school, the initial budget for Region 1 is out. It was presented. It's first draft. It shows an increase of about 2.76%. The board is still working on it. There are a couple of, there's going to be at least one new position, an assistant to the applications coordinator, and some other increases. The usual out of district for special ed students. They were happy that they were able to lock in at $3.10 a gallon for oil, and looks like a 10% raise for insurance, and 4% has been negotiated for salary increases. So those are the highlights, but there'll be more meetings to come. And as you well know, we both have covered this forever. There'll be a hearing in April, and then, of course, a townwide referendum in May.
And for people who want to follow us and get involved, we recommend you go to the meetings. But if you can't go to the meetings, you can obviously follow it in the newspaper coverage. And also, we have videos that will go up on CATV6 and also on the CATV6 and on the Robin Hood Radio Facebook page that give you the meetings, so you can be informed and not wonder what you're voting on and why you're voting.
Exactly. Yeah. And as you and I have commiserated over the years, the turnout at that referendum is so small. People should really make themselves aware of what's going on and get out and vote. So, looking ahead to next week, we have Cornwall Board of Selectmen on Tuesday, and ABC meeting on Wednesday. And of course, as we've said, the hospital hearing continuing at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. And then there's a Hoosie art show at 2:30 on Thursday up at the library at Housatonic, a student show. And those are always really good. And otherwise, pretty slow week until we start getting things more formulated and things turn up and things happen.
So. And the Art Garage just held out the envelopes for Ukraine event.
Yeah. Yes. Should mention that it was, hopefully they've raised a lot of money. They had a bunch of envelopes. They invited everybody to design them. And I was up there the other day and they had over 500, and there'll be whatever proceeds will be sent to Ukrainian charities to help those suffering under the war. I guess we should really talk about the Frontier plan is on hold for in Falls Village. They're talking about the internet, you know, providing broadband service to every house in the town. And there's been a lot of discussion back and forth on that. And the Board of Finance finally said, we better, we don't have enough information. The numbers keep changing. So that is on hold for now. That was going to, that had a large price tag to it. So people were concerned. And we had the unveiling of the farm to table kitchen at the high school, which was fabulous. It's a beautiful facility, and the kids are going to be learning all about fixing healthy foods and where your food comes from. And they did a beautiful job on it and dedicated that room to Cricket Jackier, who has been, instrumental in loads of agricultural educational programs throughout the region.
That's the first really big upgrade in that for there for a while.
Yeah, and it's, it was a classroom, and they made it into a beautiful, if you can get a chance to go see it, it's beautiful, beautiful kid, modern kitchen, and the kids, there'll be a lot of learning going on there, as well as a lot of eating.
All right, I was speaking with John Harney, and it appears that the lawsuit the two people were bringing against where the housing was going to be in Lakeville, 10 Holly Place, it looks like their suit was dismissed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll have to follow up on that one. That's interesting. I knew
Yeah,
it was coming, but.
check. As a matter of fact, I haven't looked it all over completely, but I just got an email from John earlier today. So it might be something you want to check out and get all the details because I'm not a detail-oriented person really right now.
But that's a biggie. Wow. If that indeed is true. I mean, affordable housing is everywhere, as you well know. That's the topic everywhere. So, and that was a big one. So I will check that out. And of course, we have new benches going in Kent. The Garden Club is redoing all the benches along the street, main streets of Kent. They're looking for donations and people to dedicate the benches to their loved ones. And we have new sidewalks here. So we're looking pretty spiffy at the moment. And we have the retirement of Martha Schweikert, and Director of Special of Pupil Services. She will be leaving after a 35-year career in the district, and she will be leaving at the end of June. And we also were noticed of the retirement in June 2024 of Alicia Roy, the principal in North Canaan, and that job, they've already said they're going to appoint Beth Johnson, who's a longtime teacher at the school. She will be the new principal when Roy retires. So lots going on.
All right, Ruth. Well, it's good to hear you back on the air again, and
And it's good to hear your voice, Marshall. Always happy to have you.
All right, we'll speak to you next week.
Exactly. Take care of yourself. Take care.